Gloria. Now I'll present for 20 minutes as well on the national consultation with the United States of America. I was fortunate enough to be the Geneva coordinator for the U.S. Human Rights Network. It brought together, for the first time in the U.S. ever, over 300 NGOs to actually work together to coordinate a national response to the Universal Periodic Review. I would say the UPR, we were calling it other things, like the United Positive, you know, result, because before then, you just never had all the different NGOs or the universities or the citizen movements, the people who are being impacted, all work together. Before then, there was a real big disconnect. There usually be just lawyers or attorneys who participate sometimes at the global level to be able to participate. So for us, it really was important to begin the process and to actually take some time to discuss what we want from this, and more importantly, to listen to one another. So if the UPR really didn't happen in 2010, there would have never been a national discussion among all the NGOs to agree to work with one another. So the UPR had a really important point there. It also allowed us to talk with one another, to listen to each other, but also to then commit to coordinating with one another, which never existed before. So I'll go over the five phases and how we participated. And the first one on preparation, we did start 18 months out before the actual review, so over a year and a half. And the main thing that we used there was really education, to educate everyday people in the U.S. about human rights. We also have the particular predicament in the U.S. where one political party hates anything with UN in front of it. So anytime they need to raise funds or to do something to distract from one of the real issues, they will say UN, raise a million, and then not even discuss what it's about in any context. So we had to consider that as well in our approach. We had to put the context, we had to make the contextualization of that. We also had to talk with people and get them to commit. The one good thing about UPR was it's, if you give us 1 year, this will be the result. This is what we're aiming for. This is how we'll do it. And the other part about preparation is we used a lot of technology. We had a lot of national conference calls. And the first series of conference calls were actually just people like myself who had been in UPR process for other countries explaining what it was. And then other ones were based on what are the priorities and big debates about, is it the war in Afghanistan? Is it the war in Iraq? Is it death penalty? You know, with the United States, you have such a buffet of choices to focus on with human rights abuses. But it was also to get everyone to agree on certain aspects. So our preparation really did do a couple of really important things of saying this was really vital. Before, we also have not ratified that many international instruments. I don't know if you know about our wonderful record, but we've ratified 33%. We've ratified only three. The Human Rights Committee with the ICCPR, CERD on racial discrimination, and it's shocking, but even the Convention Against Torture. So that's always what we can work with. So the UPR for us was a very valuable tool to bring everyone together and to decide, let's organize with one voice and let's work together, which we had never done before. So that was very valuable. Even someone from Hawaii could lead a national movement was also something that wasn't the norm as well. It usually is Howard or Harvard University, not Hawaii. So UPR showed anything was possible. With preparation, though, and what was very positive was we began to actually listen to each other and really genuinely work with one another and collaborate beyond UPR. And what did happen, though, with the first preparation phase is we also decided to write reports together. This never happens. Before, if there's anything happening, we have the opposite problem of the no funding. We have every NGO who thinks they're important, and they would produce their own report with beautiful pictures. And there would be 50 of them, 50 pages each, that no one would read at the UN. So I tried to share with them that, you know, this isn't the time to show and peacock how wonderful all of your work is, but to really focus on the result of what's going to be the final phase of implementation. So we actually got everyone to agree that anyone could do their own five-page report every NGO, by all means, no one was limited. But then we selected 25 core issues, and everyone worked together. Academics, NGOs, community organizations, they worked together on the 25 theme reports. So that in the end, we did have one giant document of thousands of pages, but it was all coordinated by everyone together with that and turned in as one. As well, that ended up being a book that we use for future work. And then the final one, though, we also did agree on one 10-page document, one page each on 10 issues of what was really our long-term goals, of what we really thought we had to change and what was structural and giant that was important. And we also even made short-term simple things that we had to work on. So